Heading, Unity and Diversity. Subheading, God's Plan and a Diversity of Gifts. In all the Lord's arrangements, there is nothing more beautiful than His plan of giving to men and women a diversity of gifts. The church is His garden, adorned with a variety of trees, plants, and flowers. He does not expect the hyssop to assume the proportions of the cedar, nor the olive to reach the height of the stately palm. Many have received but a limited religious and intellectual training, but God has a work for this class to do if they will labor in humility, trusting in Him. Letter 122, 1902. Subheading, Characters as Varied as the Flowers. From the endless variety of plants and flowers, we may learn an important lesson. All blossoms are not the same in form or color. Some possess healing virtues. Some are always fragrant. There are professing Christians who think it their duty to make every other Christian like themselves. This is man's plan, not the plan of God. In the Church of God, there is room for characters as varied as are the flowers in a garden. In a spiritual garden, there are many varieties of flowers. Letter 95, 1902. Subheading, Diverse in Mind and Ideas. Diverse in mind, in ideas, one subject is to bind heart to heart, the conversion of souls to the truth, which draws all to the cross. Letter 31, 1892. Special talents for special work. One worker may be a ready speaker, another a ready writer. Another may have the gift of sincere, earnest, fervent prayer. Another gift of singing. Another may have special power to explain the Word of God with clearness. And each gift is to become a power for God because He works with a laborer. To one, God gives the word of wisdom, to another knowledge, to another faith, but all are to work under the same head. The diversity of gifts leads to a diversity of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. 1 Corinthians 12:6. The Lord desires His chosen servants to learn how to unite together in harmonious effort. It may seem to some that the contrast between their gifts and the gifts of a fellow laborer is too great to allow them to unite in harmonious effort. But when they remember that they have varied minds to be reached, that some will reject the truth as it is presented by one laborer, only to open their hearts to God's truth as it is presented in a different manner by another laborer, they will hopefully endeavor to labor together in unity. Their talents, however diverse, may all be under the control of the same Spirit. In every word and act, kindness and love will be revealed. And as each worker fills his appointed place faithfully, the prayer of Christ for the unity of His followers will be answered, and the world will know that these are His disciples. The workers in the large cities must act their several parts, making every effort to bring about the best results. They are to talk faith and to act in such a way as to impress the people. They are not to narrow the work down to their own particular ideas. In the past, too much of this has been done by us as a people, and it has been a drawback to the success of the work. Let us remember that the Lord has different ways of working, that He has different workmen to whom He entrusts different gifts. Testimonies, Volume 9, pages 144 to 146, 1909. Subheading, Satan's Efforts to Divide Workers. As we begin active work for the multitudes in the cities, the enemy will work mightily to bring in confusion, hoping thus to break up the working forces. Some who are not thoroughly converted are in constant danger of mistaking the suggestions of the enemy as the leadings of the Spirit of God. As the Lord has given us light, let us walk in the light. Manuscript 13, 1910. Subheading, Beware of Satan's Plans. Not all who take hold of the work will be of the same temperament. They will not be men of the same education or training, and they will just as surely work at cross purposes, as they are different in character, unless they are daily converted men. Every day Satan has his plans to carry out, certain lines that will hedge up the way of those who are witnesses for Jesus Christ. Now, unless the living human agents for Jesus are humble, meek, and lowly of heart because they have learned of Jesus, they will just as surely fall under temptation as they live. For Satan is watching and artful and subtle, and the workers, if not prayerful, will be taken unawares. He steals upon them as a thief in the night and makes them captives. Then he works upon the minds of individuals to pervert their individual ideas and frame their plans. And if brethren see danger and speak of it, they feel that a personal injury has done them, that someone is trying to weaken their influence. One draws one way and another in an opposite direction. The work has been bound about, false moves have been made, and Satan has been pleased. If self had not been so carefully, tenderly cherished, lest it should not find room enough to preserve its native dignity, the Lord could have used these differently constituted characters to do a good work and much larger. For in their diversity of talent, yet unity in Christ was the power of their usefulness. If, like the diverse branches of the vine, they were centered in the vine stalk, all would bear the rich clusters of precious fruit. There would be perfect harmony in their diversity, for they are partakers of the nourishment and fatness of the vine. The Lord is displeased with the want of harmony that has existed among workers. He cannot impart his Holy Spirit, for they are bent on having their own way, and the Lord presents to them his way. Great discouragements will come in from Satan and his confederacy of evil. But all ye who are brethren, and it is an offense to God when you allow your individual unsanctified traits of character to be active agencies to discourage one another. Letter 31, 1892. Subheading, Press Together, Press Together. Love of self, pride and self-sufficiency lie at the foundation of the greatest trials and discords that have ever existed in the religious world. Again and again, the angel has said to me, press together, be of one mind, of one judgment. Christ is the leader, and you are brethren. Follow him. Letter 4, 1890. Subheading, Strife for Supremacy. Linked together in confidence, in the bonds of holy love, brother may receive from brother all the help that can possibly be obtained from one another. Strife for the supremacy makes manifest a spirit that, if cherished, will eventually shut out from the kingdom of God those who cherish it. The peace of Christ cannot dwell in the mind and heart of a workman who criticizes and finds fault with another workman simply because the other does not practice the methods he thinks best, or because he feels that he has not appreciated. The Lord never blesses him who criticizes and accuses his brethren, for this is Satan's work. Manuscript 21, 1894. Subheading, To Value Gifts of Others. My brethren, try the wearing of Christ's yoke. Come down from your spiritual stilts and practice the grace of humility. Put away every evil surmising and be willing to see the value of the gifts God has bestowed on your brethren. Letter 125, 1903. Subheading, Different in Temperament, but United in Spirit. In our home, we have no dissension, no words of impatience. My workers are different in temperament, and their ways and manners are different, but we blend in action and stand united in spirit, seeking to help and strengthen one another. We know that we cannot afford to be at variance because we differ in temperament. We are God's little children, and we ask him to help us to live not to please ourselves and to have our own way, but to please and glorify him. Letter 252, 1903.